Welcome to the SMG Health Podcast. My name is James Lampkin, and in today's cast, we'll be discussing COVID fatigue. As we reckon with the state of the world as the pandemic played out from early 2020, it has understandably resulted in a wide range of emotions. You may have experienced frustration, anger, fear, anxiety, stress, despair, or any combination of these emotions at various points in time. This is what we're referring to when we mention COVID fatigue. This COVID fatigue may lead us down different emotional paths, some of which are more productive than others. It's important to keep in mind what we can do as opposed to what we can't, what we can actually control and what we cannot. Use these factors that we do have control over to make positive contributions to our own well-being and those of the people around us, our colleagues, our family, and our friends. Take a moment to review what is contributing to your COVID fatigue and what aspects of it are under your control. Consider, for example, what might be distressing you the most. If it's reading or watching the news, the solution may be to limit reading the news to once a day or only every second day. Reflect on your response to these stimuli as well. Remember that you, and only you, control your thoughts. You can determine how you interpret all moments and actively push towards positive and optimistic thought patterns and reactions. Practice gratitude on a daily basis by identifying the things that you are grateful for. In a time of substantial emotional fatigue, it can be helpful to remember the good things that you do have in your life. Set some short-term goals for yourself to give yourself a sense of productivity and satisfaction. Assess something you can achieve or write a small checklist. I often like to begin my Saturdays by jotting down 5 things I want to get done that day. I get a great sense of accomplishment as I tick those off. I even try to knock over as many of them as possible before lunchtime, so even if I don't do much in the afternoon, I still have that good feeling that my day was productive. If you need more comprehensive support, SMG Health have counsellors available to speak with you. For confidential counselling, simply contact us on 1800 273 865. I hope you've enjoyed this session. I'm James Lampkin, and thank you for tuning in. SMG Health Podcasts are written by a team of health professionals at SMG Health, including psychologists, nutrition, and exercise professionals. If you have a question or concern relating to the content of a podcast, please contact us on 1800 273 865 or via email on info@smghealth.com.au.